Eibo, this equiva and the rose, is an indispensable attribute of the armament of a warrior batir of the Kazakh steppe. The design vaguely resembles one of the many variants of a complex bow that existed among the Turkic Mongolian tribes and peoples of the Middle Ages. It consists of several main parts. The middle of the bow is a handle made of solid oak, elastic, reflective. Parts between the handle and the ends are the shoulders of the bow, covered with leather straps, and the ends consisting of several wooden plates tied with rabbi's thread. The base of the bow is decorated with a fur fringe. The string is elastic, fixed at the ends of the island, reaches a length of 137 km in height of the bow. Arrows, okay, are a rounded shaft equipped with a plastic plumage and metal tips, jebe, with a heel, with which the arrow is attached to the bowstring. Three arrows are placed point down in a leather quiver decorated with ornaments and fur trim identical to the bow. The bow and the arrows were a special, sacred weapon for the Kazakh nomads. There is reliable information about the use of arrows in ritual and magical ceremonies as fortune-telling objects. The careful attitude to the onion is evidenced by the drawings of J. Castle. In the images of the interior of the yurt, a bow, a quiver with arrows along with other weapons, saber, rifle, are suspended from the upper part of the wall's carriage.